Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the Journey of You. Welcome to the Journey of You, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Only God can fill the voids. So often, we try to fill the voids that we have or the emptiness with people or things, or we ask them to satisfy needs in us that as humans, they'll never be able to fill. Only God can quench our thirst. Only Jesus has the well that will never run dry. It's not something that a person can handle or is even equipped to tackle. Each of us has our own brokenness, our own issues to work out, our own voids to fill. So how can we possibly fill anyone else's voids? I know what you're saying. I've been there. You want to feel like loved. You want to feel appreciated. But feelings come and go. They are temporary. And external people and things can't keep up. At some point, inevitably, disappointment's going to come. Storms will come. Trials, tribulations. Life will happen. So your happiness, your love, your hopes, dreams, it's all got to come from within. Jesus has to be your anchor, mostly because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's that rock that you have to hold on to. And with Jesus, you don't have to pretend with him. You don't have to be anyone that you're not. You don't have to put on airs. You get to just be you. You come to him exactly as you are. And y'all, he's going to accept you. In fact, he chose you and called you by name. The only thing that he asks is that you come, but that you do it willingly. He's such a gentleman, he doesn't even force you. He gives us free will. So you have a choice to come to him. And then as you do, he's going to mold you and shape you and guide you into becoming exactly who he created you to be. He just asks that you trust him and be open. First of all, he knows everything that you're thinking and feeling already. He knows exactly what you have need of. We even see in scripture that it talks about how he takes care of the flowers of the field and the grass. And if he's going to care that much for those things that literally pass away, like from one day to the next, how much more is he going to take care of you? So it's okay for you to be vulnerable with him. Give him your abandonment issues, your hurt, your pain, the betrayals, the traumas, the disappointments, the moments that things just didn't go your way, that life just happened, the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, the desires, your dreams, your wants, all of it, give it to him. We are a part of his plan and his purpose. We make the plans, but God directs our steps. And even in that, he still gives us a choice. But we can't control anyone else. We can't force anyone or manipulate them into loving, caring for us, or being devoted or loyal to us. But we can control how we respond and who we allow in. We can control the level of access that we give to anyone and how much power we give to them. So we've got to stop trying to make people give us something that they're incapable of. You've got to find your peace and happiness right here within internally. And trust God in every area of life. It's simple, yet profound at the same time. Chasing after fulfillment or purpose or meaning in anything or anyone but Jesus will leave you forever chasing. Are you tired yet? Are you tired of trying to find what you desire in other people? And it keeps eluding you? I know, I've been there. I've been tired too. But that's because I was asking for someone else to fill a void that only God could. I felt the abandonment. I've been lonely. I know what it's like to want and desire something so bad, and you just want to feel that value or that you are appreciated. But you know what? When you look at God's truth and you zoom out to the bigger picture, you'll see that you are chosen. You are accepted. You are loved. You're not abandoned. God tells us in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We are never alone. Even when we feel alone, he's still right there. Usually those are the moments he's working behind the scene and he's carrying us. Just telling us, keep coming, keep coming. Don't give up. I'm right here. Keep coming. And he's right there. He's waiting on us to declare and decree the things that he's already promised us. His word is the same. It is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword. We've got to read it. We've got to know God's character, and we've got to trust him at what he said, knowing that he is faithful to complete just what he said. So what promises do you know that God has given you? You've got to stand on those and decree a thing. The enemy wants you to just be sad and woe is me and oh, I'm never going to have this, never going to have that. And you're speaking out the very thing that you're going to get because you attract what you expect. And there's power of life and death in your tongue. What things are you speaking out over your life? Because every time you open your mouth, you're decreeing something. It's either negative or positive about yourself and your life. Who does God say that you are? That is what you need to be saying. I am the righteousness of God. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. My worth is far above rubies. Those are the things that you need to say. I'm the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. You need to be speaking God's word and his truth. Because that's when the enemy runs trembling. He tells us in Psalm 91 that we can trample on serpents and scorpions and lions right underneath our feet. He then turns around and tells us to be bold as a lion, to come boldly to his throne. Boldly meaning we are speaking out his words and things that he said. When he said, let there be light, it was created. Before then, it was not there, but he spoke that out and all of a sudden there was the sun. Now that he lives in us, when you've accepted Jesus in your heart, he lives right in you and you have that exact same power. And he said that he has a well that will never run dry. He is the only one who can quench your thirst. Because even if a person or a thing or a place fills it temporarily, it's only temporary. Then you're going to need it again. You're going to be chasing it, but you're going to need it to be stronger or heavier or a bigger dose or more quantity. And you're just going to forever be chasing it. But if you allow God to come in and fill those voids, you can be happy. Other people can come along and they can enhance that happiness and they can add to it, but they aren't the source of it. That's what it comes down to. No one else can be the source of your happiness or the source of your love, your strength, your hopes, your dreams, none of that. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. You can't keep putting your hope in people because again, we're all people. We all have a story, and inevitably, we've all got broken spaces and spots and empty places in us that we need God to feel or to heal, or that we need him to come in and mend and recover and restore. He's perfect, and so he can come in and give us those things and put us back together and shape us into exactly who he created us to be. Each of those things are parts of our story. They're scars that, hey, we made it through and we're still standing. We're still here for a reason. And we can use that to connect with each other and to help. Iron sharpens iron. It'll help each of us to help one another. But there are some things that we can only go to our creator for. He's the one who created us. So it's kind of like return to the manufacturer. When you order something and it's broken and it tells you on there, do not take it back to the store you bought it from. Call the manufacturer. Hello? We do that with all kinds of things that we purchase, technology and, you know, clothes and things like that. It's the same thing with our soul. We've got to go back to our creator and allow him to put us back together in the places where we're broken, where we got off track, or where, oh, there's a little scuff mark over here. Oh, there's a bruise over here. Oh, the wound over there. Let me fix that. Give it to God and let him fix it so that you're not still carrying it around. Think about the Israelites that walked around the wilderness for 40 years. Y'all, they were literally like half a mile or a mile away from the promised land. Maybe not that close, but I just want to give you a visual of something that you can understand right now in present day. Think about that. Half a mile to a mile away from the promised land. So here's the mountain. They keep circling around it because their limiting beliefs and their fixed mindset has them stuck in this place. So now, because they didn't want to believe and trust God, they've got to wait till a whole generation dies off and a new generation comes along, and then that generation will get to go into the promised land because God's still going to fulfill the promise that he gave to their father Abraham. And so they messed it up for their generation. So God's like, okay, we're going to wait 40 years. You're going to keep circling the same mountain. And once all y'all who stop believing in me die off and the new generation comes along, then they're going to step into the promised land. You could literally be that close, half a mile or a mile away from your promised land, God's promises for you. But your mouth and your unbelief are keeping you from getting there. Or are you just staying focused on your limiting belief and the problem right in front of you instead of zooming out and seeing the bigger picture and giving it to God? The void that you may be feeling could have been 10, 20, 40 years ago, and it's holding you up right now, present day. It could have been something from your childhood that's affecting you in your current relationship right now with a person who didn't even do that to you or cause the void or the pain, but they're the ones you're taking it out on, and they're getting the brunt of it. Do you see how much damaging, how damaging that could be, and why it's so important for us to give it to God and allow him to heal us and move us forward? That's why you don't want to stay stuck in present day, because you have a whole future to get to. There is a whole crowd of people that are waiting on you to get in place, to overcome those limiting beliefs so that you can step into who God created you to be and help set them free. Just like Moses came to free the Israelites in Egypt, there's quote unquote Israelites waiting on you. There is a people waiting on you to take your place, and they need you to get yourself together, but you've got to give it to God so that you can then step forward and help them, because they're praying for someone to come and set them free. And they might not open the Bible right now yet. They might not know Jesus yet, or they might not even be, they can relate to him, but they could relate to you and your story and the things that you've been through. But you're still sitting in those open wounds, so you can't focus on helping them because you're still stuck. So they need you to look up and elevate your perspective and give it to God so that he can heal you and put you back together and then send you out to help them so that you can reach back and pull them out just like he pulled you out. And now you're like, so this is what God's love is all about. He helped you. Well, if he helped you and you have a similar story to me, then he could help me too. That's what it's all about. So you got to stop looking into people and places and things to fill those voids or to heal the hurting places, because they can't do it. It's by his stripes that we are healed, not by anybody else's. He gave up his very life for you because he loved you that much. Please hear me when I tell you that you're worth dying for. There's no greater love than that for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Not only does Jesus call you friends, but your sons and daughters. He laid down his life for you so that you could have direct access to God. You don't have to go through a high priest and sacrifice the lamb and let them go behind the curtain on your behalf. Now you have direct access to God because Jesus sacrificed his life. He was the lamb, and his shed blood now covers you. So every time God looks at you, he doesn't see the scars. He doesn't see the hurting places. He doesn't see the voids or the mistakes that you made or the things that you did wrong. He sees the blood covering. And between you and him, Jesus is right there advocating on your behalf. And God is like, yes, what can I do to help you? And he's right there welcoming you with open arms. You don't have to force anybody else to do those things for you. One, they'll never be able to. They will never live up to those expectations that you have because it's not possible. So free them. Free them from those expectations that are impossible and give it to God. Then you can freely be who he called you to be, and you can pour into them and help them. And the two of you can do it together, and you can move forward together. And it won't be anymore about, oh, they didn't do this for me. They don't love me, or they don't care about me. You know, they're this, they're that. Nope. All have sinned and fallen short. We all need Jesus's help. We all need him. We need grace. We need mercy. No one person is better than another. And God doesn't have a respect of person. He loves every single one of us. So he's not going to love you and then not love the next person. That's not how he works. And so it's important that you give it to him and that you trust him. When you lay it at his feet, you leave it there. Don't pick it back up again and keep carrying it around, or, you know, here's your baggage and he's cleaned it out and giving you a whole new wardrobe and you go back and pick up that stuff again. Nope. Once he's moved you through it, then yes, it's a part of your story and you can use it again to relate to other people, but you let him fill it up. Fill it up with his word. And the more that you read his word and spend time with him, the better you'll know his character and you can trust him. When I was having a hard time feeling loved or valued or appreciated, or the abandonment stuff was really messing with me, it was the battle in my mind. It's always a battle in our mind. That's where the enemy comes, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so the enemy's always trying to come for our thoughts and the way that we see ourselves. He wants to keep us from seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. And it was like, I knew God and I had a relationship with him and I loved him. But because of the hurt that I was carrying and how much that seed had grown and blossomed, I realized that I was even holding God at a distance. The very same way that I was like having that guard up or that wall to like protect my heart and to keep me safe, so I thought, it was like I had that same wall up with God too, which is crazy because he's the very one who could fix it. But it was like I was careful in terms of how vulnerable I was or wasn't with him because of those same reasons. And it was like when God revealed that to me and gave me that clarity, I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, thank you for showing me that if I can be safe with anyone, it's you. But he reminded me of that as I read his word and how much he loves me and cares for me and wants the best for me and that he doesn't want to leave me in that broken place. That was very freeing. And it's still a journey, okay? It gets easier. The more and more that I read his word and get to know his character, the more I can trust him, the more I can give those things over to him. And I don't have to have those walls up anymore and feel like, you know, I've got to keep him at a distance too. He's the very person, one, that has the power to judge, but he doesn't. He extends grace and mercy and compassion. And then he molds us to become more and more like him. We'll never be perfect. We'll always be works in progress. But as long as we keep coming back to him, which is why he said David was a man after his own heart, because even after he did wrong, he quickly repented and turned. He always returned back to God. He went back to his manufacturer so that God could reset him and help him do a little bit better and a little bit better. That's what we have to do. So we can't manipulate other people or trick them into or deceive them into doing this or that so that we can feel this or feel that, or try to fill up this void, that empty space. No, we've got to be able to love people genuinely and unconditionally, just like God loves us, because God is love. He's our best example. And so he's the one that we have to follow after and pursue and kind of just follow in his footsteps, exactly what he's doing. And he's shown us we've got to do those same things. So I just want to encourage you today to rest in God and trust him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word, Father, that will never return to you void. We thank you, Father, for helping us to see ourselves the way that you see us, Father. We thank you for teaching us in your word exactly who you say that we are and the plans that you have for us and the directions that you want us to go, Father. We thank you that we can continually return to you for you to reset us and put us back together in ways that only you can. Thank you, Father, that we don't have to give power of our emotions or control or anything to anyone else, but that those are things that we can keep in check and keep in control, and that we can stay connected to you, who are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father, for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins. Thank you for the opportunity and the gift of salvation that cost you everything that you've freely given to us. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust him and rest in you at all times, and that you are such a gentleman that you won't even leave us the same way that you found us. We pray that each and every person listening, Father, is blessed by this today, Lord, that they come to you and lay at your feet and know and trust and believe that you've got their best interest at heart, that you'll love them unconditionally, and that you'll continue to lead and guide them in the directions that you want them to go. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And just remember that it's time for you to uncover who you are, become who you were created to be, and reach those you were called to. This is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.